Random House Audio presents Memnock the Devil, The Vampire Chronicles, by Anne Rice. Read for you by Simon Vance. What God did not plan on. Sleep well. Weep well. Go to the deep well as often as possible. Bring back the water. Jostling and gleaming, God did not plan on consciousness developing so well. Well, tell him our pail is full and he can go to hell. Stan Rice, 24th June, 93. The Offering. To the somethingness which prevents the nothingness, like Homer's wild boar, from thrashing this way and that, its white tusks through human beings like crackling stalks, and to nothing less, I offer this suffering of my father. Stan Rice, 16th October, 93. Duet on Iberville Street. The man in black leather buying a rat to feed his python does not dwell on particulars. Any rat will do. While walking back from the pet store, I see a man in a hotel garage carving a swan in a block of ice with a chainsaw. Stan Rice, 30th January, 94. Prologue. Lestat here. You know who I am? Then skip the next few paragraphs. For those whom I have not met before, I want this to be love at first sight. Behold, your hero for the duration, a perfect imitation of a blonde, blue-eyed, 6-foot Anglo-Saxon male, a vampire, and one of the strongest you'll ever encounter. My fangs are too small to be noticed unless I want them to be, but they're very sharp, and I cannot go for more than a few hours without wanting human blood. Of course, I don't need it that often, and just how often I do need it I don't know, because I've never put it to the test. I'm monstrously strong. I can take to the air. I can hear people talking on the other side of the city or even the globe. I can read minds. I can bind with spells. I'm immortal. I've been virtually ageless since 1789. Am I unique? By no means. There are some 20 other vampires in the world of whom I know. Half of these I know intimately. One half of those I love. Add to this 20 a good 200 vagabonds and strangers of whom I know nothing but now and then hear something, and for good measure another 1,000 secretive immortals roaming about in human guise. Men, women, children, any human being can become a vampire. All it takes is a vampire willing to bring you into it, to suck out most of your blood and then let you take it back mixed with his or her own. It's not all that simple, but if you survive, you'll live forever. While you're young, you'll thirst unbearably, probably have to kill each night. By the time you're 1,000 years old, you'll look and sound wise, even if you were a kid when you started, and you will drink and kill because you cannot resist it, whether you need it any more or not. If you live longer than that, and some do, who knows? You'll get tougher, whiter, ever more monstrous. You'll know so much about suffering that you will go through rapid cycles of cruelty and kindness, insight and maniacal blindness. You'll probably go mad. Then you'll be sane again. Then you may forget who you are. I myself combine the best of vampiric youth and old age. Only 200 years old I have been, for various reasons, granted the strength of the ancients. I have a modern sensibility, but a dead aristocrat's impeccable taste. I know exactly who I am. I am rich. I am beautiful. I can see my reflection in mirrors and in shop windows. I love to sit...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?